Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Cole Stratton, in for Kevin Pollock. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? First up, it's Chris Alvarado. Hey, Chris, put together a lineup of five musical artists if you could have like a dream concert.
I don't really know a lot of music.
You don't have five bands you've liked in your entire life?
I don't think so. I'm being honest. Bands? No, I don't know. I can't answer the question. I don't know. I like some hip hop. I like some jazz. So maybe like Wu-Tang Clan or something. And then like Dave Brubeck or something. And then I don't know. Bob Dylan. I don't know.
It sounds like that's a terrible concert.
Cole, as somebody who's such a music guy, tell me what you're feeling right now.
I don't know. It's your concert, man. I don't care who you have on it. I don't even know. It'd be hard for me to narrow down to five, but I didn't think it'd be the opposite. That you couldn't even get to five.
I can't name five bands, I don't think.
Thank you. I've been Bob Dylan. Next up, Wu-Tang Clan.
And then Aerosmith three times.
Thank you for the question.
Yeah, no problem. Why don't you think on that in a month from now? You send me your answers, okay? Next up, James Heaney. James, I know that you're super scientific and you do a lot of studies and stuff, but how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? What's the official number there?
Well, it depends on if you're going to focus on one side, because you can get to the center on one side in a little less than 300 licks, and that's from back of tongue to tip of tongue. But if you're rotating, like if it's instead of like, you know what I mean. So if you go back and talk, that's a little less than 300. But if you're twirling it, you could cut your tongue and it's dangerous. So be careful.
All right. Good data. We'll definitely put that to the test.
Can I just add that if you don't have a Patreon, this might be the best time to get it to see James explain what he just said.
he's memeing himself right now. Next up, Craig Kakowski. Craig, did you have a VHS tape you wore out as a kid? Some movie you watched a ton?
Yeah, there was a summer, and I think I've alluded to this before, when my best friend Toby and I decided we were going to watch Purple Rain and This Is Spinal Tap every day of the summer. And I think this must have been 1985, because both of those movies came out in 1984. And I think we made it for like a week of having to watch Purple Rain and Spinal Tap every day. but worn out is merely metaphorical, because those tapes still exist at my parents' house.
There you go. They do indeed. It is kind of sad, though, like if stuff you taped off TV, it just starts to degenerate or whatever. And it's like you can't even see it anymore. And eventually, you know, it'll disappear.
Oh, yeah.
If you even really care and have those tapes anymore, but you know, if like family recitals or whatever, you got to digitize them.
I mean, Prince and Spinal Tap would be in my top five bands for a concert. Definitely.
There you go.
I mean, I could come up with so many. I mean,
guys, here, one of our favorites, Atul Singh. Atul, you're a big Dallas Cowboys fan. Everybody knows that. But let's say they never existed. What team do you follow instead in the NFL?
Oh, that's a good, very good question, Cole. Thanks for asking. I can give you five at the least, but I'll start off with the Chicago Bears. That was probably the first team I watched in the Jim McMahon years, and really liked them. And then I usually, whenever I go and lived somewhere for a long time, I usually root for a local team as well. So when I was in New York, I was more of a Giants fan, even though they're NFC East as well. Here in LA, I am pulling for the Rams more than the Chargers. So, but yeah. Yeah, I like Green Bay. I can keep going. I can just go down the list.
Nice. You know, Chicago Bears could play your dream concert, Chris. I could Super Bowl Shuffle it for a couple hours.
Pretty okay, nice. So we have Super Bowl Shuffle from the Bears. We have Spinal Tap, Prince. I think we're doing good. I want to hear. Yeah, this is good.
Chicago. You can just have Chicago as well.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Chicago with the Chicago Bears mashup. Be pretty great. Great. And finally, last but not least, you know him, Joey Greer. Joey, God, I hear you got hired to write a brand new movie introducing new characters to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Tell us a little bit about him.
Guys, I am so stoked to talk about this. I cannot believe this is the first time I'm allowed to say this. I'm outside the contract guidelines where they say, you can't talk about this. You can't talk about this. But even better news, they're saying I should talk about this, guys. You're going to love this. This is a new character, a whole new storyline that's going to be popping up here. This is phase 7 in the MCU. I know we're on phase 6, but this is phase 7. So this is going to be coming down just a little bit later. So what this character I have here is nuts. His name is Blimbo, and he's got he's a clown. Craig played him at one point.
He's a cop.
He's a cop, exactly. You're gonna love it.
Great. Craig will look forward to those checks. Let's do a damn show, everybody. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene 1 is from Ophelia, who wrote, simple scene suggestion, phone sex line. Thanks, Ophelia.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Are you going to answer that phone?
Beep, beep, beep.
Mary?
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, it's just, it's my, beep, you know, beep, my first late day. So,
what?
I mean, first beep, day beep, to like, get into bed. Okay, babe, beep, why don't you go to sleep? Beep, I'll take this call on the...
All right, but keep it down. I gotta work in the morning.
Yes, of course, I'll keep it down. Hello? Hello?
Hi. I want my fantasies to come true.
Well, thank you for calling the fantasy hotline, where your fantasy is my hotline.
Good slogan. I like it a lot. So how do we do this? How does this go? It's my first time calling in. I'm a little nervous. Got to admit, a little nervous.
Okay, no problem. You just picture a scenario that would make you so hot, and you tell me that scenario nice and slow, and then I'll listen to you.
So I have to do the heavy lifting? That's how this goes.
What makes you hot?
Oh, geez, huh? That's a lot of questions.
I'm trying to sleep.
Give me one second. What? I'm so sorry, baby. No, I was just getting my cigarettes. I'm sorry.
Okay, you shouldn't smoke in bed.
No, I'm taking them out. I'm going to the living room. Right. I can't sleep. I love you. Okay, what were you saying?
Am I being charged for that downtime? I know it's per minute here, and I just want to make sure. Can I get prorated? Okay.
So the thing that
I've got some weird fetishes. The thing that I mostly like is watching the hungry hippos eat every single marble. That just that makes me crazy.
Oh yeah.
So maybe like we can pretend we're playing hungry hippo.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's so hot.
Okay, who's which hippo are you? Which color?
I'll be purple.
Okay.
What are the colors?
I think there is purple. It depends on the edition and the year, but you can be the purple one. That's fine. I'll be red.
Oh my God. What color are you going to be?
Red.
Oh my God. That is so hot when you say
bring,
that.
Bring, 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 bring.
Okay. Give me one second.
But wait.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Terry. I'm calling for my 11:30.
Oh, hi, Terry. Thanks for calling the sexy hotline where you're sexy.
Wait. Where's Phil? This is not Phil's voice.
What's up?
Where's Phil?
I don't know. Is Phil in your fantasies?
No, Phil knows what I like. He knows I like to be talked to as different celebrities. That's my thing. That puts me in a great mood.
Why don't I fill in your fantasy, Phil?
Great, wait, great.
Wait, you're not Phil.
No, you're Phil. Your friend's Phil. Hey, just give me some impressions so I can just masturbate real quick.
I told you not to smoke in the bedroom. Could you put...
Sorry, babe.
Anna, oh my God, you look fantastic. Is this like, you got like new jewelry on, new clothes? You just look so zhuzhed. That's crazy.
Are you familiar with the word entrepreneur?
I am.
Business owner?
Look, whatever it is.
Boss bitch?
Yes, I want to be my own business. What is going on? What do I have to do?
Okay, well, hold on. Do you like money?
Yes. I'm in.
Okay. Well, I'm going to throw you, it's going to be trial by fire. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to your new career. Give me 1 second.
Boop, boop. I don't even. Boop, boop. I've been on hold for 17 hours now. This is absorbingly expensive. It don't take long to finish a game of Hungry Hungry Hippos. And I don't know. I feel like I need a refund.
Guess who just showed up?
Who?
The yellow hippo.
What?
What am I doing? What is it?
Start talking.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just told to start talking. So here I go. I don't know. Are you familiar with press-on nails?
Yeah, I've heard
of them. Well, I can offer you right now a one-time deal of 60 nails available to your doorstep in the next 3 days for the low, 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 low price of $200.34.
I'm sorry. How am I supposed to jack off to this?
What? What the fuck is...
Ding dong. Ding dong.
Hello.
Yeah, I got a package of 60 press-on nails. Just need you to sign right here. You, Timothy Whitener?
I am Timothy Whitener.
All right, just sign right there. No, you got to use your own pen.
I don't know if I have a pen.
You don't have a pen in your entire... This is like, what is this, like a three-bedroom, two-bath?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I have a pen somewhere, but I don't think I ordered 60 Lee press-on nails.
I'm sorry, are you Timothy Whitener?
I am Timothy Whitener, yeah.
Okay, you ordered some press-on nails. So if you could just sign it.
Okay. I suppose it could be my ex-wife.
Hey, sir, my job. I got like 40 more deliveries today. All right.
I understand. I'm sorry. I don't want to hold you up, but my ex-wife left me a couple months ago, and she took most of the pens, to be honest.
Yeah, that's rough. She might have had a good attorney, huh?
She had a great attorney.
Yeah. What's her attorney's name?
Julius Bernstein.
Oh yeah. I've seen the ads. If you're getting divorced, call Julia.
It's an earworm, right?
Yeah, it gets in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no use for Lee press on nails.
Okay, take your blindfold off. Look at that, your new Range Rover. All those phone calls you've been making have paid off, baby. You did it. You're doing a good job. You're a boss bitch. You're a business lady.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Oh my God, this is crazy. This is so much. I just didn't think 3 months after my divorce. So
do you know what it is we're doing, right? You know what it is we're doing, right?
Selling press-on nails.
You're so crazy.
This is nuts. I've already got 16 people to work underneath me, and I'm already having all the shipments go to us. And trust me, it's not a pyramid scheme. It's not a pyramid scheme.
And people are getting hot from this?
Yeah, people love it. People are just super excited. It's like nuts.
Hey, will you come in my house with me real quick? I'm gonna divorce my husband.
Well, sure. I just want to check on my car, but
okay, we'll look at it in a second. Babe?
Yeah, actually, could you come in the kitchen?
Yeah, come in.
Hey, Phil.
Just looking over the accounts, and it's I don't know. I feel like we're doing pretty good right now.
I'm doing pretty good. You're gonna be getting a call from Julius Berbenstein soon.
What?
I want a divorce, Hank.
If you're getting a divorce, you call Julia.
Earworm, right?
I guess so. Why? What's going on? I thought.
Should I be here for this?
What are you doing here?
Yes, Rosé. We're going to have some rosé.
Ring, ring.
Baby, give me one second.
Is that for me? Is that your
phone? No. Yeah, hello?
Hello, can I speak to Phil, please?
Phil is no longer with us. How can I turn you on?
This is Julius Berbenstein.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, this is Phil.
You are Phil?
I mean, not really, but yeah, people can then call asking for Phil, but it's my phone number. Anyway, I am hiring you.
Phil, that's, I'm just so sorry you're going through this. Just, it's a lot.
Yeah, I here's the thing. It's weird. Is I used to get such good, I used to have a pretty successful sex line, and I'd do celebrity impressions. I'd once in a while do house calls, do this or that. And then nobody calls me anymore. Now my wife's leaving me.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say. I've heard, I have heard her say that when she answers the phones, yes, this is Phil.
I thought I heard that too. This is fucking crazy. She makes me feel like I'm crazy. She says, no, I didn't say that afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Look, I got a new Land Rover. I really want to test drive. And this is like a really like effed up kind of situation. I just don't, you know what I mean?
Are you asking me to take a test drive in your Land Rover? What? What are you asking me?
Hey, Julius, thanks for taking my case. I feel like I was kept on that phone sex line for many, many days. And the bank's foreclosing on my house. And I need to.
You don't have to explain yourself to me, friend. That is outrageous. And your fantasy was never granted, was it?
No, we never put the marbles in play. It was, we were assigned hippos, but that's as far as it went.
Look, we're going to take them for all they're worth. Cash value, automobiles, and you're going to be swimming in hippos, my friend.
Oh, that's the dream. That's the dream, Julius. Thank you for taking it. Bing, bing.
Dennis?
Bing, bing. Coming.
The hell? Who are you?
I'm Farrell.
Farrell?
Farrell.
Okay, I'm looking for my ex.
It's not spelled, Dennis? Like cat, like a feral cat. It's F-E-R-R-E-L-L.
Look, I'm looking for my ex-husband, Dennis.
It's actually a traditional Greek name, so. Do you know a lot of
Greek people? Or he goes by his first name, whatever, Thomas Whitmer, whatever the hell. Whatever, my ex-husband, like 4 months, I forgot his name.
Farrell, who is it?
Mr. Timothy Widener, here.
Timothy! Timothy! Here.
What the hell are you doing here?
God, I can't.
Oh, so much has happened. I live with Farrell. Look, you tried to stick it to me by ordering me a bunch of Lee press-on nails. You took all my pens, and then Farrell, you know, he was this nice delivery guy, showed up, and we fell in love. We live here together now.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
I want to get back. Oh, please.
Honey, no, I've moved on. I heard Julius Berbenstein.
Oh, my God.
If you get a divorce, call Julius.
It just, this class action lawsuit is just draining me. I had to give up my Land Rover. I just got a new one. I had to give that up. Everything. Please.
What?
All rise. The Honorable Judge Pereska rising. Please enter the courtroom.
Judge Pereska. Have a seat, everybody.
Here in the case of Hippo and Whitener versus Fantasy Line.
All right.
Hi, Your Honor.
I'll address you. All right. Go ahead and everyone, just for the record, just everyone state your names. That way I have them correctly.
Mm-hmm. Your Honor, Julius Berbenstein for the plaintiffs.
Good to see you again, Julius.
You know my ads.
If you
getting a divorce, call Julius Berbenstein.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm impartial though, so I can't sing along. All right, and introduce your client there.
Yeah, introduce me. Okay, I'll introduce myself. First of all, hi, good morning, and hello. Second of all, it's a beautiful day.
Your Honor, objection. Julius Berbenstein is the prosecution and the defense. I don't see how this is going to work.
I'm going to allow it.
Okay.
Look, I'm representing the plaintiff and the defendant, okay?
Seems like it saves us money somehow.
Your Honor, I'm Timothy Whitener. Julius Bervenstein is my attorney. This is my lover, Farrell, my ex-wife.
What's my name?
I don't know. I've moved on.
I was married to Phil. Phil's here in the house. Hi, Phil.
It's me. It's me back here.
No, my notes say that you're Phil. Do I have that incorrect?
I do go by Phil sometimes. Yes. Is that confusing?
Can I approach the bench, Judge?
What?
Can I also approach the bench, I'm from the Judge?
Audience. Yeah, I'm going to allow it.
Listen, she answers. I think that this is what I think happened. I think she hijacked my jack off line. I had a successful business where
men would call me. Say that again. Let me write this down.
That could be a good jingle.
If you hijack the jack off line, call Julius.
Well, Urbanstein. Unfortunately, I don't have the line anymore. Oh, that's Julius. So I think my wife took my jack off line, and she's been answering as Phil. But that's not her name.
Can you get to the part where there was a crime committed?
Oh, I believe that she's stolen my identification, and then she got a divorce using this. This actually was her lawyer.
Your Honor, I thought this was a civil case.
This is a civil case. You, Mr. Phil, this case is dismissed. I'm going to go have a Subway.
It's dismissed. I feel like I didn't get any justice. I mean, nothing at all. I'm my bags foreclosed in my house.
Here you go. This is a nice little one-room apartment here. All right. My only rule is this, all right? No dogs. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
All right. Any dogs in here, you're out. You get me?
How do you feel about hippos?
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
You want a 60-ton animal in here that needs constant water and I don't know how much food?
I'm just asking. I don't think I have one.
Mr. Horner, you're on the fifth floor. Do you actually think this building is structurally sound to hold that kind of animal?
Okay, so forget I asked her.
You know what? I'm rescinding your application.
Wait,
good luck
please.
Finding a place.
Oh, no.
Hi, I'm here to look, here to see the one bedroom.
Yes, right this way, of course.
Thank you. Are you looking at me up and down?
You got me.
That's okay.
My mistake.
It's okay. Yeah. No.
All right. So right up here. This is right here. This would be your open floor plan right here. The toilet is right next to the bed. And no bathtub, no shower. There is a hot plate over here.
Okay, this is nice. Any animals allowed?
No dogs. Actually, for you.
All right, that's our first date. We've gotten into apartment rentals. I think we've gone far enough. Scene 2 is from Patreon alchemaniac Nicholas Mockpower, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin, what's up? Yes, I'm referring to the short-lived fad of putting cheese whiz and ketchup on waffles. Good times, but lots of tummy sorrow after. Anyhow, scene suggestion. 3 news crews at a New Screws Corp presser. Love you all except Craig, because he is better than that. Nicholas."
Hey, I'm sorry, guys, but this flat tire, this is pretty bad. I don't know if we're going to be able to make it to that New Screw convention.
But we're a New Screw. We've got to cover the New Screw press.
I understand that. Look, I'm doing the best I can. I've called the headquarters to see if they can't send another van to take us.
This is not gonna work for us. Okay, there's 3 news crews on this bus here, and we all need to get there.
We're rival news crews.
Okay, look, I'm just telling you what's going on.
We've chartered a bus.
News crew. Hello, news crew over here.
News crew over here.
News crew.
Yeah, I see.
News
you.
Crew. Yeah. Hi, Bobby McAvoy, Mac Time, Mac Life. What is the ETA on getting this tire fixed?
No idea. We're still waiting to hear back. So I just.
Okay. News crew.
News crew.
Yeah. Someone new. Yeah.
News crew. Chuck McAvoy.
this guy's brother, head of McAvoy Current Timer.
All right.
What do you know about the new screws that are being released?
I don't know. They're threaded differently. I don't know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start the press conference for the new screws. Just to get away, where
Tim,
is
Tim,
Macla?
Tim,
there's a couple.
Tim,
yeah.
Tim, I don't think we should start this. I mean, some of the news crews aren't here to cover the new screws, so this press release should probably hold until they arrive.
I don't know.
You can do some
filler. If these news crews don't want to be here for the new screw, then screw them. All right.
We are the ones who are being screwed.
I have a question.
Young boy, God. Not yet.
Okay. I don't think that's a young boy.
Sorry.
It's a small person. I think it's just a very elderly man.
Sorry, news crew. Is this thing going to leave anytime soon?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. You keep on asking all the fucking same questions.
Sorry. I'm Scoop Scranunu, Nuts and Bolts Magazine.
I don't give a shit what your name is. I don't give a fucking shit what your publication. You know what?
News crew.
Here's the
news crew.
Fucking
news
keys. Whoa. Good fucking luck. I'm out of here.
Oh man. I mean, we're the only three news crews in the city because the rest of the news crews are taking a news cruise to the Bahamas.
Okay. Nice. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. News crew.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Hi. McAvoy.
I know.
Does anybody here know how to change a tire?
I do. I know how to change a tire.
Okay.
But here's the. I just want to throw this out there. 9 times out of 10, when I'm changing a tire, I have another tire to put on.
News crew. Gladys Midnight. Action News Now.
Wait, how many news crews are here?
Maybe we do have more than three news crews. So who's on the news crews? I mean the one on the boat.
This is supposed to be a cruise for news crews, but it seems like we only have one group. You guys are from
80s. I thought it was for nudes.
Oh, the nudes cruise is next week.
Oh, jeez.
This is a
I thought it was for my band, New Shoes.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is going to be even worse for you because the New Shoes cruise was last week.
Excuse me, where's Blue's Clues?
Blue's Clues is downstairs in the TV room.
Yay!
All right. Okay, so you need to put on some clothes.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so this is indeed the News Cruise and not the Nude Cruise and not the New Shoes Cruise.
Correct. It is the News Cruise.
I can't wait.
All right. So we're on this bus here. We got to figure this out. So you're saying 9 times out of 10, you usually have another tire to put on. What about that one other time?
The other time, I just take the tire off and we use the rim. I call it a rim job.
Let's do it. What do you say, huh?
News Cruise.
Yes.
I'm just saying that if we do have a flat, maybe we should get off the bus.
And?
Just take the weight off the bus. So the bus.
News cruise. Sorry, yes, gentlemen. I have a helicopter to catch.
Gladys Midnight, where are you going?
Gladys?
Well, she just jumped onto that ladder.
It dangled that ladder and she climbed right up it.
God damn it. Gladys is going to get the scoop. Sorry, Scoops.
It's okay. Guys, we got to figure this out. Okay. Because if we get scooped, if Scoops gets scooped on this, we're in trouble.
Okay. Well,
have you guys seen the Lord of the Rings?
Which version?
Well, honestly, the whole tale is told of them taking a long journey and they're on foot and they just run a great deal of it.
Ed Nails from truthisoutthere.org.
All right, you wacko. You're not a news crew.
Maybe what's happening is that all the buses are like in that movie with Stephen King, all the buses are coming alive. Overdrive! And they're all coming alive.
Maximum overdrive!
Wait, why is that new guy covered in red dots?
What?
Oh my God, he was right. He was right about everything.
Doctor, we're bringing in a patient. Name's Gladys, as hell she'll say. She was on a rope ladder hanging off a helicopter, and she hit a telephone pole.
Oh, my God. She's gorgeous.
Doctor, focus. For God's
Look
sakes.
At this body on her. Jeez.
Doctor, we just need to save her life. Doctor, please focus.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is why I'm here. This is why I do this job.
I know you're newly single because of the divorce. We all heard about that. But
no. I got newly screwed. Newly screwed.
Yeah. Your wife had Dr.
Julius.
Julius. Julius, if you want a divorce. Doctor, focus. We need to save this person.
Understood. We're going to have to close down the...
the conference. We're doing a press release. We can't close this down. The news crew's going to be here.
They're not here, and no one's coming. Did you ever think about that?
How much is it going to cost us if we just keep it for I don't know, 4 more hours?
I mean, probably 80 bucks. Like $80. That's it?
Yeah. Tim.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
You little boy.
Not part of a new.
Just hold on. Are you looking for the Blue's Clues room?
No.
Oh, okay. Hold on just a second. Yeah, go ahead.
I need $80.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Because we can't hold this much longer. We have to get the word out. It's a screw that screws itself in. I mean, this is huge in the screw world.
We know this.
I know. We're going to have this a little bit longer here. Let me just pay this guy that's the property manager, I guess. Here's $80.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, now, young boy, what was your question?
He's an old man.
Oh, sorry. Old man, what's your question?
I was just wondering if...
is everything okay, old man? You getting the giggles?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay, seems like he's...
Guys, Hector's not in his room. Hector's not in his room. I don't know how he got out. I don't know how he got out. The guy's 86. I don't know where he went. I don't know how he got there, but he's not in his room.
86, Hector. 86, Hector.
Hector's 86.
Take him off the board.
All right. News crew.
News crew.
That was a really good job of putting that truth seeker in the tire to keep it inflated. So now we are ready to rock and roll. Is that right?
But I don't know who knows how to drive a bus like this?
I mean, I've driven a bus before. I could give it a shot.
Scoops, you have?
Yeah. Scoops? Yeah. I drove an SF Muni truck, a bus for about 2.5 weeks till the big quake took it under.
Wow, I thought you just drove a coupe, Scoop.
Yeah, that's what I drive now. I'm afraid to get behind the wheel of a giant bus as to what happened last time, you know?
Give it a shot. We need this. We need this.
All right, guys.
Scoop.
All right. Everybody behind the yellow line, because here we go.
Oh, God. Look out.
What's that, honey? You want me to do some carpentry around the house? Go screw yourself. No, not you, dear. The screws. They screw themselves now.
Hey, we can run it as many times as you like, but we need to wait for the actress who's playing your wife. You can't just do all the lines yourself.
Look, you book me from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. I've got another gig at 3.
Okay. What's it going to cost us? Yeah. What's it going to cost us?
Well, my standard rate.
Okay, it's $80 bucks then for 4 hours.
Guys, I'm sorry. Midnight's not going to be able to make it to record her part right now. She was in a terrible accident.
Intern, stop talking. You're in. You're the wife.
Wait, what? Me?
Yeah, you're promoted.
He's not nearly as attractive as Gladys Midnight.
We are here. News crew. We want to hear about the news crew.
Go screw yourself.
What?
Hey, what?
What is this?
Yeah, hey, I'm talking to you. I don't do a press conference for bloggers. Go screw yourself.
What's going on here? Hey, news crew.
Is that the slogan, or does he really want us to screw ourselves?
That was an actor, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my.
Used to be an actor. Fuck this. I'm out of here. He's still committed.
I'm sorry. Is there news crew? Is there no one here to tell us what's actually happening? Because we used a guy as a tire to get here, and I kind of feel like we need to get the scoop. Scoop needs a scoop. Come on.
Of course. I'm not sure what that means by the tire, but yes, me and my vice president here will tell you about the screw that screws itself, so you don't have to worry about being screwed.
We wrapped a man around a wheel.
Miss Knight, wake up, open your eyes. Hey, beautiful. I'm your doctor.
Dr. Pervert to the OR. Dr. Pervert to the OR.
I will be right back. By the way, that tube looks good on you.
Hey, Gladys, I'm your nurse. Dr. Pervert, I guess, was called away momentarily. How you feeling? Okay. Well, I guess I should be the first to tell you that your career in news is over. And you're also not nearly as beautiful as you were before.
And that's our second scene. Oh, so tragic for Gladys Midnight. Oh, what a bummer for her. Our third scene is from Patreon VIP Curtis Wilcox, who simply wrote, "Craig is Sherlock Holmes." Thanks.
So this apartment is a two-bedroom, two-bath. Somebody already has one room, so you'd be taking the other room. And, yeah.
Is it customary to have just show people places that already have somebody living in it? I mean...
No, yeah, the tenant who's been here has been here a long time. I live right downstairs, so this is close to the hospital, so if you want to start practicing.
It is.
Yeah.
I just feel awkward about it. I've never had a roommate before, and I thought I was looking at one-bedroom apartments.
In fact, you haven't had a roommate in 17 years.
This is your roommate. Can you guess his name? Because he's going
to
guess yours.
But I'm allergic to smoke, so you can't.
Actually, smoking is allowed in this building, so.
As a matter of fact, you only think you're allergic to smoke. What you're allergic to is peanuts.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm allergic to peanuts. I mean, how did you know I'm allergic to peanuts?
Well, the telltale rash on your wrist.
Rash on wrist.
Thing I noticed when you walked in the room.
All right, listen up, Scotland Yard. I've got an announcement. Unfortunately, Mr. Holmes has moved to Burbank, California. We'll no longer be able to assist us. We'll have to do stuff on our own.
Director, do you want me to get you another chair? You keep on trying to swing that arm around the back of the chair. You want me to get you a different one or no? You like that one?
Yeah, another chair would be nice.
How am I going to solve me cases without Sherlock Holmes?
I know, it's going to be a stretch. We're going to have to do our own police work for once. But I, for one, think we can do it. All right, then?
Director, do you want me to get you another...
Oh, hey, what's up, Sherlock? Coming back to the dispensary to re-up, I see.
Yes, I want that kush that I had last week.
Oh, you like that sticky, icky kush, don't you?
Yes, and some edibles for my friend Dr. Watson here.
Okay.
Thank you. Just CBD stuff, please.
Okay.
And please don't tell anybody, I work at the hospital, just really...
Nearby. Sorry to barge in, but then there's been a murder next door.
Ooh.
Can it wait?
I mean, there's nothing I can do, honestly. I'm a doctor. If somebody's been murdered, it sounds too late for me.
But there's blood all over this BevMo.
Well, Watson, it appears the game is afoot.
Sherlock, you probably shouldn't eat that much. Oh, shit. That was 1,000 milligrams, dude.
Oh, that was that what? Just one dose?
Oh, shit, Sherlock.
All right, I brought the body up to your apartment. You going to pay me or what?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Are you going to pay me or what, man? Yes. Let's go. Come on.
I'm trying to. My wallet is in my pants.
Come on, man. Hurry up, man.
Ooh. I'm trying to get.
Look, man, if you don't pay me, I'm going to beat this shit out of your body.
I'll pay for the pocket. Party. Here, this is the oldest trick in the book from my new roommate. Here's $80.
$80, dude. I said $800.
$800? Come on, Sherlock.
You said.
All right, listen up, Scotland Yard. More news on the Sherlock Holmes front. He's checked into celebrity rehab for a really terrible drug problem. So we can't even communicate with him if we need any advice for the next 60 days.
Me I'm cases like, is bloody hell to the bollocks.
What do you say? In the world was that?
What do you say?
Hey, my name is Fred Durst, and I am an alcoholic addict.
Hi, Fred.
And in fact, you were the lead singer of Limp Bizkit.
What? This is an anonymous program. How did you know that?
I just recognized you from the videos.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, it's not any fancy deduction I was doing.
I know it's not my turn, but I just want to say, Mr. Durst, if I had to pick five bands, you would be
really?
The top one.
Really?
Yes, yes, yes.
You have five. Really?
I couldn't really fill the other four, but I know Limp Bizkit could fill all five. All if right. You know what I'm. All sorry, right. Continue, please.
No, just I feel like I'm always looking for the clues as to what led me here. You know, how did I end up here? And I just don't know. It's I just don't know.
Series of bad choices.
Why are you laughing at that, dude?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, why are you
all
laughing
right, guys,
at
listen,
that?
let's just break it up for a second. It's Dr. Drew, all right? And I want to make sure that everyone here knows that
Dr. Drew Moriarty?
Yes.
Interesting. Go on.
So I just want you to know I'm here for you. I want to care for you. And I want to also let you know that there's cameras everywhere and we will be using all the footage in any way that we want. Okay.
Dr. Drew, would you like another chair to put your arm around? Is that why you're reaching back so much?
I'm just trying to find. If we can find another chair. That's fine if we can find another angle for it. So just so we're clear, you know, I'm here for y'all. So I want to just get to the root of it. Sherlock, you come from overseas.
Yes.
But we also live in the same sea.
Wow.
Do you see?
Wow.
What kind of riddle is that, Moriarty? We live in the same sea? A riddle that
you're going to have to discover.
Look, I overcame a cocaine addiction, all right? And ever since I moved to Burbank, I've gotten addicted to edibles. They're in the shape of gummy worms. But now, sure I have a new sidekick, Fred Durst.
Oh, yeah, yeah, hey.
It appears, Durst, the game is afoot.
Okay, great. So I'm going to make you two accountability partners, all right?
I'm sorry. Are you saying that the victim did it all for the nookie?
I think so. I don't know. They came into this BevMo. They were yelling about the nookie and how much they wanted it. And then this massacre happened.
All right. Well, let me call in Holmes and Durst. This seems like it's right up their alley. They just got released from celebrity rehab today. So I've got Durst on auto dial because I used to be in Sugar Ray and we played Warped Tour together 1 year. So let me.
How long ago was that? That was a while back.
Yeah, it was 94. So it's been a touch, but I still have them on here. So
Are you Sugar Ray?
Yeah, Mark McGrath got all of the attention, but Sugar Ray myself, I was on the xylophone, and they cut me out of pretty much the entire recording session. You could occasionally hear a little on the end of Fly. That's about it. I mean, it was pretty embarrassing when they kicked me out of the band after the first Warped Tour.
Well, maybe we should get back to the case.
Yeah. Anyways, I'll just give him a call. We'll get him out here. And well, he's not picking up, which I don't blame him.
Well, it appears, my dear Durst, that the murderer was a gigantic dog.
A gigantic dog?
Yes. Huh. Ask me how I know that, Durst. Come
how
on,
do you
come
know
on.
That?
Oh, Watson was up to speed in no time.
Wait, how do you know it was a large dog?
Because
these telltale tracks, and this distinct pile of dog droppings, which you have stepped in, my dear boy.
Why did you say tail twice? Dogs only have one tail.
Ah, but does this one have two?
Whoa. Well, all right, I'm starving, dude.
I didn't, this body was from the roommate that you moved me in here with. You can't kick me out of here for a dead body in this apartment.
Dr. Watson, listen, if you are a real doctor.
I work at the Burbank Hospital just across the way. I mean, yeah. I didn't choose the roommate. You sent me in here with him, and now there's a body here.
And you work at a hospital. So, ixto facto, the body's yours.
Come on. I help save people. This is a dead body. It's like 4 or 5 days dead.
Why don't you take your cane and your silly limp and
there,
leave.
There you are, man. Hey, this son of a bitch, he owes me $600.
It wasn't, I didn't want the body.
You told me
here.
To bring this dead body of you and you're going to pay me $800. And you only paid me $200.
I gave you everything I had.
And I didn't count it until I got on the bus.
Hey, Maverick, you know what I love about your business model, dude, is that whoever orders the dead body to be moved, you'll fuck up his friend, you know what I mean, if you don't get paid. And I love that about you, dude. I love that about you.
Yeah, dude, stop smoking my weed, man, all right?
But, like, what do you like about me?
Two drinks?
Yeah, they're both for me. I don't know.
So you get this straight. Somebody orders a dead body. You bring it up. If you don't get paid, you fuck up the friend.
Yeah.
Excuse me, are you Fred Durst?
What? Oh, yes. Yes and no.
Cool.
Guys, look at the table over there. Is that Julius Bernstein, the divorce lawyer?
Oh my God, it is.
After looking to get divorced, call Julius. And, you know, just something like that, something catchy. You know, it's got to be an earworm.
Yeah, we should just wait for the other actor and then you can work off of them if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right, where is he? He's held up somewhere?
I don't know, but the intern's going to jump in. Intern, jump in here.
I don't work with interns.
You want to do the jingle by yourself? Is that what you're saying, Julius?
Okay, bro. Okay, bring in the intern. Let's hear what he's got.
Okay. This is a real honor. I just never thought I'd get here. You know, once they kicked me out of Sugar Ray, I thought everything was over. And anyways, it's a big pleasure. Let's do this.
Wait a minute. Are you Sugar Ray from Sugar Ray?
Yeah, that's me. People don't think I exist.
No, you're the best. You're the best part.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Once I got kicked out of the band, I got into law enforcement for a little while, and that didn't really do it for me. I'm just glad to be back in entertainment, you know?
Okay, so I'll take the main melody, and then you can just do hype on the side and a little bit of xylophone.
Yeah, great. That's perfect.
If you're looking to get divorced, call Julius.
One time.
Bernstein.
We got it there.
Wait, hey, hold on. Hold on. You left without saying bye.
Oh, what's up, dude?
Man, I feel like we weren't done, like, kicking back, dude.
I thought we were, man. I thought you started to fall asleep at the bar, so I just left.
I was just, my downers kicked in, but then I got some uppers, so now I'm back.
Yeah, I agree, man.
So, how do people find you to even know that you moved dead bodies?
Look, man, I don't know. It's my job. All right. I don't know.
Hey, excuse me. Is that your bus double parked out there with a guy wheel?
Yeah, it is. All right. What's it to you, asshole?
Well, it's blocking the driveway, man. You got to let people in.
Please, hey, for the love of God, let me out of here. It's so much pain.
You got a problem? Go around, man.
Yeah, go around. Dude, we told him.
Yeah, man. Look, Fred, dude.
What's up? What?
Man,
what?
I can't hang out with you anymore, man.
What?
Look, I know I move dead bodies around and I got fucking crazy drug addictions, dude, but you're a bad influence, all right?
Me?
Yeah, dude, you.
Are you sure this is the manuscript you want to submit, Mr. Conan Doyle? And this thing's all over the place. The mystery gets hijacked by Fred Durst. And-
I'm sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Look, that's I've never known that all these years Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was an 86-year-old man named Hector.
Uh-huh.
It's quite the nom de plume.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the one I want.
All right. Well, we'll publish this and see what happens.
Okay.
Feel like there will be some blowback.
And that's how we solved the murder of the Mantire. Elementary, my dear Durst.
Wow. Wow.
You've got to have faith.
Wow. You're good. You're good.
I'm Sherlock Holmes, and this is Burbank.
And that is our show. Let's thank each of our alchemists, see what they're up to. Craig Kakowski.
Cole, if people had listened to a previous episode, we were talking about hippos on this episode. We know that a group of hippos is a bloat. Do you know what a group of rhinos is called?
I do not.
A crash. Crash of rhinos.
Crash of rhinos.
A bloat of hippos. That's good. So that's what I've been up to.
Animal collectives. A prickle of porcupines. That's one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Cool. So definitely look up Animal Collectives. They're actually really entertaining.
Also the band Animal Collective, I would have in my top five.
Really good. Really good. They'll play that concert along with Wu-Tang and Bob Dylan. Chris Alvarado.
Oh, the Beatles or something? Right? People love the Beatles, right?
Yeah, people do love the
Is
Beatles.
Is it to please other people?
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like one of the answers.
Get Dick Penis in the Schlongs.
At Chris Alvarado, Instagram, at The Comedy Fix, another podcast where we discuss and philosophize about comedy. Thank you.
Nice. Atul Singh.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for having me. You can follow me on socials at Atul Time, A-T-U-L-T-I-M-E. Still not hearing from the Indian people listening, so if you're Indian out there listening to Alchemy This, when I'm around, hit me up.
There you go. James Heaney.
I'm just so glad to be here, and if you want to contact me, you can get a hold of me through the review section of your favorite podcast listening platform. This one's from Izzy Lion. I don't think he's lion. And the title is It Weird That I Feel Like the Cast Are My Friends? And it goes on to say, the majority of my last laughter stems from listening to Alchemy This. My Dungeons & Dragons Dungeon Master recommended the show last year. I quickly consumed all of it. Then I selfishly ignored James's pleas for reviews until today. By the way, they can get kind of blue, but I'm totally here for it. Keep it weird. I nice. Love that review.
That's pretty fantastic. Joey Greer.
I mean, all of it and more. And if you're really thinking about it, you know, there's opportunities. But the best way to go about it, I'd say, is honestly just take a second. You know what I mean? Throw it all down and then look at it and then just go right ahead.
Truer words were never said. I'm at Cole Stratton on Twitter, at Stratton Cole on Instagram, sfsketchfest.com. Check out past shows, whatever else. This has been really fun, guys. Let's thanks our engineer and producer, Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time.